So today is Mother's Day, and I got to thinking about a topic to talk about on Mother's Day. Came up with that. We're going to sort through that and see what it is, but I got to take an opportunity here. My mom's actually here today. I'm very thankful. My mom is, for some reason or another, very proud of me, and I'm thankful for that. I grew up picking on her a lot. I did, and I'm going to take an opportunity to pick on her a little bit more as we start this morning. I'm going to give you some facts about my mom. We did not need encyclopedias in our house growing up because my mom knows the answer. If you don't believe me, just ask her. My mom once yelled at my middle school basketball coach for not playing her son enough, even though he was terrible at basketball. Awful. My mom loves hard. She gives a lot. The monster in the closet was scared of my mom, never appeared. Wonder Woman wears pajamas with pictures of my mom all over them. She doesn't always eat at Chick-fil-A, but when she does, it's on a Sunday. My mom is an incredible woman. I'm glad she's here this morning. I know a lot about moms. I've had one my whole life. I'm thankful for what we can learn from them. And today, I want to talk about, obviously, impact. And I think we all acknowledge that the moms in the world have had a tremendous impact on the people around them. And I want to talk about ways to maximize our impact. We started with that passage in 1 Corinthians 13, verses 1 through 3. We're going to read that one more time, and we're actually going to, after we read this, we're going to jump away from it and come back to it at the end. 1 Corinthians 13, verse 1, if I speak in tongues of men and of angels, but have not love, I am a noisy gong or clanging cymbal. And if I have prophetic powers, understand all mysteries and all knowledge, and I have all faith so as to remove mountains, but have not love, I am nothing. If I give away all I have, if I deliver up my body to be burned, but have not love, I gain nothing. A lot of talk there about the power of love. We're going to come back to that and look at some other things first. When we're talking about maximizing our impact, I think we all would like to do that. We all dream of a scenario, of a job, of a career, of a situation where we have maximum impact on the world around us, that we have an opportunity to influence people, to influence events, to decide the way things go. We want to use what God's given us to have a positive impact and positive influence on the world. The Bible teaches us to do that very thing, to utilize our opportunities, our gifts, our talents, to spread God's word, to be a blessing to those around us. So, three keys to maximizing our impact. Number one, consistency. First, let's establish what is this consistency. I did what any good researcher would do, and I looked it up. Steadfast adherence to the same principles. Pretty simple definition there. What is consistency? It is steadfast adherence to the same principles. If you are around children, you know that they thrive in a routine, consistency. They need something where they're structured. They know what to expect. There's a reason why they watch the same episodes of the same TV shows over and over and over and over and over again. My father hated a couple of movies growing up, because I believe we may have watched those movies three or four times a day, because it was consistency. Children thrive in that. I think the same principle applies to us in our lives. If we want to have a positive impact on, or even a negative impact on the world around us, consistency is key. And in this case, talking about our impact in the kingdom, impacting those lives around us so that they may be closer to God because of us, it's going to be steadfast adherence to principles that are biblical principles. To be more godlike. Be consistent. You know, the sad thing is, the principles, if they're not so good, and we steadfastly adhere to those bad principles, we still have impact. That's the dangerous thing. We're still going to have impact. Regardless. So it's not a question to if we're going to influence people around us. The question is, how are we going to influence them? So, when we're adhering to these principles, let's make sure they're the right principles. Romans chapter 12, verse 1. says, Paul writes there to the Roman Christians, I appeal to you therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Notice those two words, holy and acceptable to God. The idea we've discussed, I think I discussed it last time I preached, about being a living sacrifice, that you've given up yourself, that you're living for Christ. John 14, verse 5, Jesus says there himself to his apostles, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Then say, we'll pick and choose which commandments. It says, my commandments. If you love me, you'll keep my commandments. Revelation 2:10, John writes there, be faithful unto death, and I will give you a crown of life. It doesn't say be faithful sometimes. It says be faithful unto death. There's two ways to interpret that. One, be faithful even unto the point it costs you your life, or be faithful all the way through your life until you're dead. I think both of those apply. Whatever it costs us, be faithful. However long we're here, be faithful. That there's consistency built into that. The idea that's routine, something you do all the time. Colossians chapter 3. Let's all look over there. Colossians 3, beginning in verse 17. And whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord, giving thanks to God the Father through Him. Let's take a second and question that. Whatever you do in word or deed, do everything in the name of the Lord. Are we living the type of lives where we can look back on our week, our month, our year, and identify different things we do in our lives, words or deeds in our lives? And are we okay with that being done in the name of the Lord? When we look at our daily schedule, the plans we have mapped out for the week or the month or the year, is it a schedule of things that we're proud to be said that's done in the name of the Lord? Down into verse 23, whatever you do, work heartily as for the Lord and not for men. You know, some of the tasks that we have to do in our lives don't seem like a whole lot of fun. I got to be honest. I'm not sure that it's going to be really difficult for me to fold my laundry as if I'm working for the Lord. You know what I mean? That's a task I don't enjoy doing. That's not something fun. Whatever we find for our hands to do, let's work as if we're working for God. That's what Paul said there to the Colossians. So maximum impact, consistency. Growing up in our house, there were a few things we knew for sure. Sunday morning, Sunday night, and Wednesday night, my mama was going to attempt to break the Guinness Book of World Records for how many people she could shove into the four tars. And she was going to carry us all to church. There's a lot of state troopers and a lot of police officers missed opportunities to give her a ticket for all the people in her car. But that's what she did. We knew it was going to happen. We're going to church. My mama was going to wake us up on Sunday morning at 5 o'clock, and we were all going to get up and go lay down on the couch and go back to sleep for a couple hours every Sunday morning. And it was going to happen. There were expectations in the household growing up, and those principles behind those expectations have stuck. Consistency. Number two, the second key to maximum impact. Sincerity. What is it? In one word, it's earnestness. Also, freedom from deceit, hypocrisy, or duplicity. Sincerity. I don't think I have to describe that. I think you guys know what it is to be sincere. One of the things I love about working with young people, with teenagers, there's no better creature in this world for picking out someone who is insincere than a teenager. I don't know what it is about teens, but when someone is faking it, they know it. They have this ability to pick that out. Sincerity is very important in impacting anybody. I mean, you know it yourself. We know the difference of someone who's just going through the motions versus someone who really cares about what they're doing. We know the difference of an employee who is just checking the responsibilities off the list versus one who's actually investing themselves in the job they're doing. It may be a silly job. It may be your minimum wage job you started when you're 16 years old. But when you do it as if it's the most important thing in the world, first of all, you won't stay minimum wage very long. I'll say that. But people acknowledge that. They recognize that. Matthew chapter 22. Flip over there with me, if you will. Matthew 22, we're going to begin reading in verse 36. Teacher, which is the great commandment in the law? And he said to him, you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. That is the first and great commandment. And the second is like it. You shall love your neighbor as yourself. On these two commandments depend all the law and the prophets. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. Is there any room for insincerity in that type of love. And that commandment Jesus identified as the greatest commandment. That in that in those two commandments, the entire law and prophets were summarized. Is there any room for an insincere heart? With all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind, and love your neighbor as yourself. There's no room. True love can't be done with an insincere heart. To have maximum impact on the world around us, we have to have sincerity. Matthew, back over in Matthew 19, just a few chapters over. We read a story there in verse 26, or 16 through 26, that's probably labeled in your Bible as the rich young man or the rich young ruler. He asked a very good question. He asked Jesus, what can I do to inherit eternal life? Great story, great question. This man was thinking long term. He was thinking on something greater than this world. He was thinking on a higher level. Jesus told him, said, well, you know what to do. You keep all the commandments. You've been taught them. And he assured Jesus that he's kept those since he was a kid. Verse 21, Jesus said to him, if you would be perfect, go sell what you possess and give it to the poor. You have treasure in heaven, and come follow me. When the young man heard this, he went away sorrowful, for he had great possessions. This young man was willing to check the boxes, but Jesus didn't ask him to check the boxes. He asked him to turn over his life. Now, I don't think Jesus is teaching us there that we gotta give everything up. I don't think he wants you to go and sell all you possess. The thing that you can't let go of, that's the thing standing between you and Jesus. The possessions, it wasn't about the possessions. It was about the heart of this young man who couldn't let those go. He wanted to check the boxes, but he wasn't sincere enough to give up anything that stood between him and God. In verse 23, Jesus said to his disciples, truly I say to you, only with difficulty will a rich man enter the kingdom of heaven. Again, I tell you, it is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter the kingdom of God. When the disciples heard this, they were greatly astonished, saying, who then can be saved? Jesus looked at them and said, with man it is impossible, but with God, all things are possible. With God, all things are possible. And that's where the sincerity needs to come from, is acknowledging how powerful, how mighty, how great our Lord really is. And number three, back to 1 Corinthians chapter 13, the third thing, the key to maximum impact is unconditional love. What is it? It's unselfish love of one person for another. Without condition. Unconditional love. We live in a world of conditional love. You scratch my back, I scratch yours. You take care of this, I'll take care of that. I'm going to love you as long as you love me. For maximum impact, it needs to be, I'm going to love you regardless of what you've done. That's hard. It really is. We think of the pain people cause each other. The hurt that might be inflicted from person to person. And for someone to have unconditional love, regardless of what you've done, will love you anyway. That's the kind of love, the kind of life that will have impact. Back over in 1 Corinthians 13. So we started, so we're going to end. 1 Corinthians 13. We read the first three verses. I'm going to pick up in verse 4. Love is patient and kind. Love does not envy. It is not arrogant or rude. It does not insist on its own way. It is not irritable or resentful. It does not rejoice at wrongdoing, but rejoices with the truth. Love bears all things, believes all things, hopes all things, endures all things. Love never ends. As for prophecies, they will pass away. As for tongues, they will cease. As for knowledge, it will pass away. For we know in part, and we prophesy in part, but when the perfect comes, the partial will pass away. When I was a child, I spoke like a child, I thought like a child, I reasoned like a child. When I became a man, I gave up childish ways. For now we see in a mirror dimly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, then I shall know fully, even as I have been fully known. So now faith, hope, and love abide, these three. The greatest of these is love. Back to the thought of Mother's Day. Unconditional love. Unselfish love. Sacrificial love. These are all qualities we find in moms. I've been told that parenthood softens people. I gotta say, I think parenthood softens dads. I think parenthood toughens moms. I think it really does. To see what a mother goes through with the way she continues to care for her children. I didn't fully appreciate it as a kid, but I'm currently witnessing it as an adult with my wife. And it's challenging. Not when I say that, I mean it challenges me as an individual to try to just love a fraction of the way my wife does. It's hard, but for so many, it's natural. For moms, it seems to be natural. And that's a way to maximum impact, to really love people unconditionally, unselfishly, regardless of what they've done, still loving them. And now that love, let's don't confuse it with like. Let's don't confuse it with, look, there's going to be times where, regardless of where we are, what we're doing, we're aggravated, we're annoyed, we don't really like somebody right now, but loving them, doing what's best for them regardless of how we feel, that's what really matters. When we invest that kind of energy, that kind of effort, that kind of concern, love comes naturally. Like comes naturally. That unconditional love, as great as an example our moms are for us when it comes to that, nothing compares to that unconditional love that Jesus offered us, showed us. God, while we were sinners, God showed unconditional love for us by sending His Son to a bunch of people that didn't deserve Him. By our actions, it doesn't look like we want Him. You look at our sins and the way we turn our backs on God from time to time, it doesn't appear that we are concerned with that sacrifice. Yet He has made it anyway. The love that Jesus has poured out for us from His own veins to wash away sins, that is maximum impact. Nothing in this world can get us to our Father's throne besides that blood, that love. That is maximum impact. That is unconditional love. This morning, if you have not had your sins washed away by that blood, I hope that you'll fix that. There's no reason why you shouldn't. Hey, we're all in the same boat. We all are in the same scenario. Without Christ, we're lost. With Him, we're saved. So if you are in a situation where you're lost right now, don't leave here in that same scenario, in that same situation. Come up here and let's take care of that sin. If you have had your sins washed away but have fallen back into some sin and we need help, we're here to help you. This morning, if you have a need we can assist you with, please do not hesitate. Come on up here right now as we stand and as we sing.